Good morning. Welcome back to the Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your host, your brother, David. Wow, it's been a long time since I've done this. Like, where have you been? Man of God, I know. A lot has been transpiring. It's been the process. Man, where do I begin? I guess where it all began. One of the things I want to clearly speak about was when I gave my life to Christ. And if I'm honest, He saved my life a few times. But it's been a journey of transformation from glory to glory. Hallelujah. And I want to tell the young believers that He loves you. He loves you more than you could ever know. More than you can fathom. Because like the way you think or believe love is, it's not. You couldn't understand it. What unconditional love. And being a parent, you have a understanding, but there still is a point or level or depth that you haven't reached, because I mean, to be loved by the one who created all things, the one that sent his son to die for you and I. Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me. This one is just going to be a reintroduction. Because, guys, it has been a lot. I want to be vulnerable. I want to be extremely vulnerable right now. want to be open because I want this message the Lord has been putting on my heart to reach, to be sown, into the hearts of those listening from a posture of surrendering to Him. To the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because He has walked me through, brought me through this fire unscathed. Now, yes, when we walk through that fire, we are not burned. But it is still hot. I think that that's the revelation of that is that no, you don't get burned, but it's still uncomfortably hot. It's still a fire that you're walking through. Now, He's permitting you to feel the fire because heat produces or creates precious metals to be confined and strengthened. Hallelujah. Like, you know, everybody always say, you know, the heat, you know, you need heat for diamonds to make diamonds, right? Right. You know, I'm not, I definitely don't want to go into that soliloquy, but He has brought me through. Hallelujah. It's been a lot that has been going on in the world, but in my life that has reminded me. And truly, you know, when I say force, trust me, understand, the Lord doesn't force you to do anything. He's a perfect gentleman. But when you try to do things your way on your own, it hits different when you know. When you know that you can do all things through Him, and you don't do things with Him. So that's when it puts you, that's when you put yourself in a place where you're forced to lean on Him. And not on your own understanding. Are we here? Follow. There's a beautiful song that I was listening to, a psalm, really. It was worship. And he says to the Lord, or the Lord says to you, or to me at the time, in poverty, would you still, would you still, when you lose it all, would you still, when you have been broken and beaten, will you still suffer with him? Ooh, Jesus. Wow. And there's a peace. See, I don't think we fully understand. You know, sometimes, you know, we Christians, right? Some of us, not all of us. But we all have, right? We just ritually or religiously say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. But I think that's from your understanding. You're leaning on your understanding. It's just a thing to say. But oh my. Not, I have joy. No. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Of means a part of. It's a depth of ownership. It's a piece of, you know, the joy of the Lord. Whose joy? The Lord's? Does that make sense? Is my strength. Yeah, we gotta go. We gotta go into that. Mm-hmm. Because because I tell you, it's been a lot going on. You know, I recently lost my father, and it was one of those moments where you go, man, I would have liked for our relationship to be better. And not in a way that it was horrible. It was just that we just didn't build a better relationship, you know? And I mean, we knew, but I knew he was sick maybe a month before he passed. And we got to talk a lot in that last month. That was, you know, and in my mind, I was like, okay, you sick that. And there was some things he just wasn't sharing that I had to find out from my sister. So I didn't use that time to say, hey, Dad, this, you know, I think he knew, you know, because one of our last conversations when he could actually speak before he was basically in ICU. One of the last things he was saying to me on the phone was, we were on the phone and he said, hey, son, my brother's calling. Now, his brother had passed a few years ago, but because of our relationship, I didn't know if he was talking about somebody else, another brother. I didn't grow up with knowing my dad's side of the family all the way through. Like, I didn't know too much about all of his siblings, and I only knew of my aunts and his brother Kenny. So when he said that, I didn't even register. It didn't register to me that he was already, you know, speaking from a place where the Lord was calling him. And thank God my father, you know, the Lord turned his life around about 18 years ago. He knew the date. You hear me? He knew the date, the time, and the hour that I'm so grateful that he gave his life to the Lord. And he would always minister to me every time we did speak and talk. He would always just tell me, man, pick up that Bible. Learn who Jesus is, son. He changed my life, you know. My dad came from, you know, the streets, what the YN say today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his soul. Hallelujah. But he was transformed. The Lord began to do a work in him that those who knew him then, back in the days, and those who know him now, before he passed, could definitely see and know that the Lord is real. Hallelujah. And I tell you, you know, a lot of things I haven't done right, you know. But in this time, the Lord has begin to heal me, give me peace. And, you know, sometimes things happen to, when a shift happens, when the Lord is elevating you, when he's lifting you up, there's a shaking, if you will. There's a testing, if you will. There's a part of the process that requires you to lean on him only. And it comes in different forms, different ways, right? You know, loss, betrayal, just the things that could break the average man or woman. Well, you know, like, ooh, Jesus, only you. Only you. Could restore, heal, refresh my spirit, Lord. Create in me a new heart, a pure heart, a healed heart, and a new spirit. And I say all of this to say to you, brothers and sisters, O Israel, the Magnificent One. Hallelujah. The healer, the redeemer. Metelabakati. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. He got you. So use this time to lay at his feet. And I don't know what that looks like for you. But a wonderful man of God told me a while ago, a relentless pursuit of him cut out all distraction. Another wonderful song is "Take the Fame, Take the Stage, Take the Ministry." All I want is you, Lord. All I want is you. I love you guys. That's my time. I have to get out of here. But I had to come and get back to you guys, get back to what he's told me to do. And that's to come here to minister to you guys, to share the gospel, and to go on this process unveiled by grace. Journeying through God's glorious moves. I love you guys. I love you deeply. We shall speak soon. This is your brother, your man of God, David. I love you. But Jesus loves you so much more. Shalom.